You ever like get in those moods and you start like just flipping through, streaming, nice and serious, and you're like, you know, I'm just gonna listen this evening to 70s hits while I'm cleaning. And then all of a sudden, your younger years, you know, for all you 70s kids, you know. And the strangest things are the two things that I remember. Listening to this music is crazy. Like, I don't have a whole lot of memory with my younger years. It's like just a bleh, and it's just blacked out. I was sitting there thinking, like, some of these songs, I'm like, you know, of all memories to have, we need a good laugh, because, I mean, global warming is just, oh my gosh, California. I'm sorry, but I heard that a 5-point-something magnitude earthquake as soon as the high winds and rain from the tropical storm from the hurricane come through, and they're saying, oh, it's probably not related or connected. Really? I think that's God's way of really just paying back for all the bad things that we have done, because we have become our own worst enemy. With global warming, we've done it ourselves with transmission and gases emitting in the, you know, in the environment, the ozone. And I mean, Aquanet never really helped in the 80s either. I think we depleted half the ozone with as much Aquanet that was sold, you know. Remember people, even, what was it, Brett Michaels? Was it poison? Somebody did something stupid and put a lighter up to the Aquanet when they went, shh. I mean, it's, you know, isn't that what happened to Michael Jackson during the Pepsi commercial? Got too close to the flames, and was he wearing Aquanet? It was because of the hair product. I'll never fall in love again. Dionne Warwick. Oh, I'm sorry. Never fall in love again. Oh, hell no. I'll never fall in love again. Do you mind elevator music? No, seriously, these are my two memories. It popped up with 70s music. We all need a good laugh. It's been, oh, we only just begun. I sang that song, Karen Carpenter, my own version. I was talking about the hurricane season before. Hurricane of all hurricanes, Hillary, come through. Of all names. I'm not going to go there. My memories of the 70s, you know, being young. The two memories I had, this is crazy. And it's just like all the bloop. I don't remember. Like, I have huge chunks of my life that I don't remember. It's crazy. I don't remember most of my high school years, probably a good 90%. Things happen in your lifetime and your brain just protects itself. And you just literally, you have no memory. I have no memory of a lot of my lifetime. I have no memories. I don't have a memory of it. Used to be like concerning, but now it's like I get it and I understand why my brain's done that. But things will come back. I was always told triggers, and I'll be darn listening to the 70s love songs. I had two memories come back from being a young kid, under 5. It was probably 4, 3. I even had a strange memory, and I don't know if this really happened. And I was literally, this is strange, and I don't know if this really happened or not, but, I remember something and remembering things. And my youngest is in being in a crib. This is crazy. And I don't know if this is true, what I saw or was listening to, or what I remembered is the only memory as under the age of 1, but literally talking first, I was in a crib and they were having like people over, and there was this like this really strange like music in the background. It's like ting 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 ting, like metal hitting. It was this little belly dancer, little cymbals. What is it called? Cymbals. And they had people over, something was going on, and it was like this party atmosphere in that. And I remember being an infant and standing, trying to stand up against the crib, on the side, and listening. And I started to cry in that, but I was listening to them, like partying, and I heard this like cymbals, these ching 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 ching, and laughing and stuff. And oh, what the hell kind of parties were they all having in the 70s anyway, with cymbals and belly dancing and that? What the hell? Love is love, peace. But literally, it's what I remember. Like, that's my very first and only memory of the under the age of one, as these belly dancing cymbals and this laughing and this music. And I know, and I'm 100% certain that what my first memory is probably spot on. And that's all I'm gonna say. Oh, but listening to 70s love songs and that, and all of a sudden it's like I start remembering things. And like two memories come to mind. It's some of these songs I remember going to pediatric doctor's appointments, when you have to have your shots and your checkups and that. I literally connected songs with hearing those songs in the car. And it was always seemed to be the same songs playing on the radio station on the way to the pediatric doctor, which I always was fearful was going to get shots. I think that's any kid, really, that's a strong memory I have. So I know that's valid. But I don't know, the symbols of the belly dancing and all that stuff and people laughing at that, I'm 100% on that one that that literally happened too. That's what crazy parties they had in the 70s, wasn't it? But literally, songs I connected with listening to them brought me back to the one thing that I remembered was being in the car and going to doctors and listening to these songs. And in the 70s, they had the popular songs and they replayed them over and over and over and over and over again on the radio stations. We didn't have streaming, we didn't have Roku, we didn't have cell phones and all this fancy schmancy stuff. That's just why nobody communicates and doesn't know how to anymore, and nobody's hard workers anymore. Nobody wants to work. That's a damn fact. I could be walking in literally with one pinky and I'll still bust my ass. I think it's just you're either a hard worker or you're not. And I don't think it's just men. I believe strongly it's women. Women are more detailed. I believe women are far harder workers than men at this day and age. Neighbors are probably like, wonder why she's saying that. But no, seriously, I've always been, I'm gonna work, I give it 100 billion percent. I was that person, like I said again, when corporate needed an issue with the client, whether it was somebody from Ray-Ban or Oakley, or we had a major issue with a sale or something going on, or there was a big defect coming from one of the warehouses, production, and VP would contact the DM, and they would contact me and the regional, and then they're like, listen, we have this major issue going on and I need it resolved. You can get it resolved by the end of the day. Maybe at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. I love the challenge. I always have strived for this the challenge. I think it's just me and my personality of proving wrong, proving somebody wrong, proving right, and solving things. Challenge. I always loved it. But I've always been a hard worker. When I worked, I bust my ass. That's why I didn't want to have to go on disability. I want to continue working. For crying out loud, I've been six figures, or been running a major manufacturer, company that produces Oakleys and Ray-Bans. I'd have been running the company. That's the truth. I told the VP, what do you plan on doing with the company? I got an offer to work underneath the VP, right underneath the VP. I'm going to be in your seat, and then I'm going to run the company. That's where I see my future. That was the truth. And then I didn't know things with my health. I had a surgery and it didn't go right. And I knew it was borrowed time and I was really sick. And I still worked and I was having seizures. And teaching doctor said, listen, it's liability. You're going to get me in trouble. I lose my license. You're going to have to go on disability. And it already started paperwork. I didn't have a choice. That's all she wrote. But going back, that's the truth. There's not a lot of hard workers. I'm sorry. I'll always be. No matter what I'm doing, a project or what I'm doing, or I'm tending something in the yard, whatever, I don't care how I feel. I'm always going to be a hard worker. Pharmaceutical made energy. That's the only way to do it. But today was a hard day. before going back in the 70s, I could not, I didn't want to eat anything. I just felt sick. You know, and sometimes, a lot of times when you get like that, these tumors, like I said, they get nasty and it's huge. And then you have ascites of fluid and the stuff, your organs push things around, pockets of fluid, and you're just nauseous and you don't want to eat. You just feel horrible. And today was a day I just didn't want to eat. I couldn't even get a whole SlimFast down. I had to resort to packets, those little Skittles tropical packets. It's like four different flavors. You got like mango and lime and pineapple, passion fruit, strawberry, passion fruit, the blue one's the only one I can really tolerate. But just mixing that with some vitamin C and a little bit of 7-Up and some bottled water. It's trying to down one SlimFast before I go to sleep. But it's one of those days, you know, those days we just don't want to eat anything, you know, at all. Just anything touches your stomach and going through the process and you have to bypass the tumor and you don't feel like eating anything. You know, that's why I always say on the days when I can, I go for the calories, the most calories, you know, at this point, what I can tolerate. But, yeah, what happened to the hard workers? Everybody just existing. Really, seriously, think about it. You know, 70s kid, you know, you grew up hardcore. You had chores and stuff, and you did them. You know, you're good lucky you got allowance, you know, you busted your ass. I was raised and to do everything. Did everything. Cook, clean, you know, help with this and this, you know, with your father, and this is this, and you trim the bushes out in the yard, and you cut the grass, and you weed eat, and now I don't know what the hell happened now. I mean, I guess it's easier just to tolerate your bad kid and put him behind a screen, you know, and give him a game, get him the hell out of your face. I mean, this is bad parenting, in my opinion, but there's a lot of parents who do it, you know. A lot of parents stress the hell out. Economy's horrific. Housing market's highest ever interest rate. It's ridiculous. It's more than double the interest rate on this property. Good luck trying to find something even close. It's been impossible, literally impossible. And now I'm walking into a new vehicle. Huh? Interest rate has more than doubled. Going into a 0.9% interest rate, and now it's like 7-8%. Who the hell? I mean, a car, loan, lease, $400 to $500? That's not adding your insurance. Let's face it, with everything going on, you know, with global warming, insurance companies, like they said, next year is going to be shell shock for everybody. No matter what kind of insurance, property insurance, car insurance, everything's going up. Medical insurance, everything's going up. So it is. This is a horrible time in the world. And there's hard workers. No, everybody is just like, I don't care. I really don't care. Feathers up in the air. I don't care. Nobody wants to, you know, my nervous energy. And when I'm not feeling good, I plug hard into something that I'm set my mind on. I've always been a hard worker. I don't care how sick I am. I'm still going to push myself. I still haven't learned not to push myself. But, you know, I figure I got plenty of time to rest from dead. That's the truth. But days like today, you know, I just kept busy because I was so nauseous. And then I think, you know, when I don't get any hardly calories in, then I'm going to have to make up for it and hope tomorrow's a better day. But parents are stressed out, you know. Then that, you know, reflects on the kids. The kids feel the parents' stress. The economy's bad. People and parents and single parents are having a hard time. And hell, you don't even need to have kids. You get fur kids and everybody's having a hard time. So they're struggling. You know what I mean? It's everywhere. But I figured, you know, we all need to laugh. Belly dancing, partying. What were they doing? I don't know. But seriously, listening to 70s love songs. First, it's 70s rock. I'm like, oh, God, no. I don't remember any of that stuff. Rod Stewart was like my aunt's favorite. You know, that was her man. It's Rod, you know. I'm not even going to sing that song. If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, baby, let me know. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, sugar. Let me know. Remember in the video, and he gets all soft like this. Keyboard. And then, the skin-tight pants, where they even, I mean, how did he get in those pants, Rod Stewart, in that video? Did he, like, just mold himself? Are they wax pants made out of wax? I mean, how do you get those things on? And he starts talking really softly. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, sugar, come down. Sorry. I gotta laugh. You gotta laugh. I'm sharing my laughter. I know how many people are laughing, going, oh my God, he did. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, sugar, down. And then you got, what is that, Young Turks? Be free tonight. And you got the keyboard again. Because the keyboard was a must in all the songs. Time is on your side. Don't let them push you down. Don't let them push you around. I think that's the lyrics. Don't let them ever change your point of view. And all of a sudden the keyboard sounded like the electric guitar did it then, you know, because it was cool. Sorry. Go over my aunt's. I do remember spending the night. Oh, yeah. And she had the old, you know, turntable, which, you know, now it's cool if you have one. You know, it was like a Christmas hot commodity a couple years ago. And I've got one now. Old vinyl records. You know, I've got myself a few, you know. Go over my aunt's to spend the night. She had like where she lived, they had a really cool tennis court, and bring the tennis rackets over. Don't forget tennis rackets. Go out and play and then come back. And she'd be listening to Rod. And she would literally be dancing and dusting and dancing and singing. And, you know, every time I hear Rod Stewart's song, it's the first thing. It's like I feel like she's just standing there going, turn it up. Turn up the music. That's my man. It's my favorite man, Rod Stewart, you know. And I have that album, by the way. I'm going to take a picture of this, you know. This is my solid record store. You know, the old record stores had all the vintage albums. And I thought of her and I thought, oh, she would really love this. And I just like her going, buy it. Buy Rod. You know? Seriously. But yeah, 70 songs. Love songs. First thing, hearing two songs. I'm like, oh man. Going to the doctors. Oh my gosh, just a quiet drive. We have to listen to the station over and over. Was it 55 KRC? Woo! If that's right, then that just came to mind. I shouldn't have remembered that. 55 KRC? Cincinnati Station? I know. Some of you from Ohio are like, she's right. And I may be wrong. 55 KRC. I don't know, but it was just like that station. It's like, I just remember sitting there as a young kid and just like, oh my God, I gotta go. Pediatric doctors, we gotta listen to this music on the way. Just gotta open the door, let myself out before we can get there. Oh my gosh. But seriously, the music. Yeah, I know. In love, I fall in love again. See, that's scary that you know that song when you were younger, but you listen to it so much with your parents or parent that you just can't get it out of your head, you know, you just remember. And yeah, they used to have those rollers, and then they used to be cool in the 80s, and you know, and then I remember somebody left their plug-in rollers, you know, the electric rollers I'm talking about, some of you 80s kids, you know what I mean? You know, you use the big rollers, the heated rollers, electric rollers. Yeah, you heated them up, and you use these little pens. And how dangerous is that? Because you always burn the hell out of your fingers. It didn't matter how careful you were. Just hold on to the plastic part of the pen so you won't burn yourself. Well, when you have somebody who literally leaves them plugged in for an hour or so, you, and then you go and, hey, can I have a couple rollers? And you go grabbing it. It's like grabbing like a... It's like grabbing a piece of metal out of a hot, you know, oven. And I remember somebody literally leave their rollers in the back of their vehicle. I mean, you didn't need to plug them in. Literally, just probably just open the trunk and just put them in your hair from sitting in the sun all day. They probably heated enough. You didn't even need to plug them in. And literally, you realize you could have invented something. It's by solar. That's right. Solar heated curlers, you know. And back in the 70s, they were huge. They were like the, you know, size of a can of pop, you know? How many people had your mother walking around with these things and then throw a 70s scarf on and then take your ass to school and you're like, oh, good Lord almighty, what in the hell's wrong with your mom? Well, she got her hair. What is that? Everybody had them, you know? You keep them in your hair all day? For what? An hour? hairstyle because your hair would just do, 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 do. But then back then, and this is my memory now, adorn. I would have, should not have known that. Adorn, because I know that's hairspray that was cool in the 70s. Because I just visualized that being on a dresser. I was probably young, probably spraying things with it. Probably got in trouble a lot too. Don't touch the adorn. It's adorn. Yeah. Dawn hairspray or something goes back to a memory of a Dawn spray or something. I don't know where that's coming from. But, gosh, I remember. Yeah, see, you listen to these songs. You 70s babies, you kids. You put on the 70s. Any of these streaming, you know, it's serious. And I don't care where you listen to it, you know. Listen to some of the music, you know, around the time that you were young, you know, young child. And the memories, you know, you have, like, a lot of your memories and stuff and things within life and happen, and you lift a lot of memories out, your brain just, you know, is protecting yourself, really. You start remembering things. But getting back to that, because I got in this podcast, I literally got to get back to cleaning. But I remembered the songs, like two songs. I'm like, knock three times on the ceiling if you don't want to go to the doctor. Turn off the light if you want to stay home. Oh, my kid, knock three times if you don't want to go to the pediatric doctor. Because it's not going to be nice to when the needle comes home. Tony Lando and Don? No, I just visualize this guy with this really crazy hair and beard. I don't know who that was. Was it Tony Lando and Don? Those are probably fun concerts too, Tony Lando and Don. I know, you shouldn't know this stuff. But the last, you know, that's one of the memories I had off this music. And the last one was, is crazy enough, I'm like, okay, all right, I know I had to be really young. Okay, I had to have been under 4, okay? Go to the store, and they would give you bakery cookies if when you were young. You know, you go by the bakery, and like, oh, do you want a chocolate cookie? Or used to be like those cake cookies, like the center part out, whatever. I don't know what they were called. But you're lucky the day, the bakery, they give you chocolate chip cookies when you were young, you know? I just remember being in front of the stroller, and I don't think it was a produce guy. I believe it was the guy behind the counter with deli that would hit on my mom, and I was young. Or was she hitting on him? I'm so in trouble. I'm serious. I remember this guy. I remember being young, being angry, like, don't talk to her. You know, but you're thinking that when you're young. I don't know how young I was. But I just remember he'd be, like, so ecstatic to see her. Like, I had a lunch meet to it today, cheese. And, you know, and how would you like it sliced? Sorry. Oh, you're full of baloney, Sam. Was his name Sam? No, it wasn't. I don't know what his name was. But just remember, like, being really young. And then I listen to this music. It's a couple songs. Like, literally, I'm like, why do I remember that? And I know that had to happen. Because you know, I could literally visualize how that happened. You go to the store and you're hitting on your mom, the deli guy, and you're a, you know, young kid, you know, in the front, you know, the cart, and thinking like, oh, they're too young, they won't say anything, you know, to the dad. You're right. No, we're just gonna remember it when you're older. Seriously, I remember this stuff. Isn't this crazy? It is crazy, I know. And I just, that's right. The podcast did exactly its job. It made you forget about the more serious things in life and the effects of global warming and hurricanes and earthquakes and horrific wildfires in Hawaii. And sometimes, like I was saying, you know, we have to be in the know and be in the now. With environmental things going on that is affecting people's lives and affecting life, you know, and devastation. But we also have to remember, we have to have an escape sometimes too. because it's really mentally and emotionally healthy to sometimes escape reality. I'm not saying we should do this all the time. Heaven forbid we shouldn't. But we all need to have an outlet. It's part of just healthy, you know, mentality. And whether it's hobbies, and good Lord, we all can use laughter. Laughter is free, and it's the best medicine of all. A laughter gives you this feel-good hormone release, you know, serotonin and all that in your brain. And it's good for you. It's good for your heart. It's good for your mind. It's good for your soul. It's good for your body. It's good for everyone. You know, they have to still have the outlets and things. And even when it's silly, like this podcast, and I'll just label this the groovy 70s memories of Sam the deli guy hitting on my mom, and rollers melting in the back of cars without being plugged in. And is this thing going on? I remember this song. See, this was a song played going to the doctor's office. I remember pulling down the one street, the couple streets before cutting through, you know. I don't think she liked our expressway then. I don't remember. I just thought we kept going the long way, the doctors, and that just even prolonging the suffering of the shots. Oh, somebody's not going to like me right now listening to this. Like, can't wait to talk about stuff. How hard is it to learn belly dancing? You know what I mean? Britney Spears, she could do it, you know? I'm just going to end this here. If you can go through a divorce, and the first thing that comes to mind to bring you happiness is buying a horse, then you're living your damn best life, is all I got to say. You know,